Shamir DK is with us today to do this. Hey, man, thanks for doing that. I know you wrapped up practice. We appreciate you coming up here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Then so far you're now completed, I guess, 2 weeks of camp. Everything you thought it would be, nothing you thought it would be. How are we doing?
It's been good. It's been football, which, you know, that's what we love to do. So it's been fun. It's been fun getting out there with the guys and getting better every day.
I love it. Chase McCabe, the other host, is back in studio. He'll ask a question after this. We always talk about with the new guys about the speed of the game, the speed of the game. Is that true? I mean, is it a different level of speed, or is that something the media we always concoct in our minds?
I mean, I think it's definitely true, right? Like, you're playing against the best players in the world. But the good thing is, like, we've had a lot of practice now to kind of get used to it. And the coaches did a great job preparing us rookies and young guys to go out there and compete and play and learn. So it's a fast game, but at the same time, like, that's what I want. I want to play against the best, and I think the rest of the rookies want that too.
Shamir DK is with us from here on the Chasing Big Joe show from the Tennessee Titans. So what was the biggest, I guess, step for you to make from – being a college player, and then when you're in your first NFL training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just all the preparation it takes, right? You know, getting to the playbook, being in a new environment, getting used to that. But we have really good veterans in our room. Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Van Jefferson, the list goes on. So those guys have helped me and the rest of the rookies and young guys get ready and be prepared.
Now, you're a rookie. Cameron Ward's a rookie as well. How's that been of getting on the same page with him and kind of going through this together?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think that just having the opportunity to, you know, be able to grow every single day alongside another rookie, it's been great. And, you know, we're both still learning, but we're all working towards the same goal.
You know, it's funny, Shamir, we did these mock drafts for like months on a radio station. And our co-host Chase, every time we did a mock draft, I'm not kidding you got picked. Every single, so we knew you well by the time you got here because you were in all the mock drafts. When your name was called that night, did you have any idea Tennessee was where you're going to end up?
No, I mean, I think going to the draft, you know, I talked to all 32 teams throughout the process. So I wasn't really sure where I was going to get picked. I was just, you know, hoping God gave me the opportunity to be with the franchise. And I couldn't be happier being a Tennessee Titan, just having the opportunity to work and represent this community and organization every single day.
What's it like coming in with Cam? I mean, you guys are starting. He's a rookie. You're a rookie. No matter what, he's number one. Where you draft, doesn't matter. You guys are rookie here. What's it like growing with him?
Yeah, I think it's been great. You know, the best thing about Cam is his work ethic. He comes in here and works, and, you know, I'm a hard worker too, I think, and being able to kind of push each other, coming early mornings with the rest of the rookies, you know, putting in long hours, you know, when you have each other to kind of hold each other accountable, I think it's going to help us in the long run.
Now, you're in the heart of SEC country, so as a Florida Gator last year, I mean, what was that like playing there and being in the Swamp? I know you only spent – the 1 year there, but what was it like being a Florida Gator?
Oh, I mean, I loved it. You know, you try to get me in trouble here in Tennessee, but you know, I'm a Gator through and through, and you know, I love playing. You know, when we play Tennessee, I love playing in the Swamp, like the SEC environment, the fans. There's nothing better than football down south, so I'm happy I'm back.
We've talked about this a lot with Cam and his journey going from Incarnate Word to you know, to Washington State and then to Miami. You went from Wisconsin to Florida and now here with the Titans. Does making that transition in college, has that helped you learn a different, you know, playbook and kind of know what it's like to change offenses and all of that? Was that something that you were kind of prepared for?
Yeah, I think the good thing about, you know, transferring last year was I was a new face. Had to prove myself, had to learn a new playbook, new environment. So when I came to Tennessee, I'd kind of gone through it the year before. So, you know, I feel like I had those skills acquired. But really just my time at Wisconsin and my time at Florida, I think, preparing me to be at this level. And I'm just thankful that I'm here and I'm going to work every single day to help us win games.
So you got to see Cam up close and personal last year down at Gainesville, right?
Yeah, I played Cam 3 times.
Oh, did you? Oh,
I played him twice when he was at Washington State. Lost 2 close games, and they got us good last year. So, you know, I was maybe hoping I could play him again to get him back, but I guess we're going to have to win games together now, so it's a little bit better.
You came from Wisconsin to Florida. I called games for MTSU. They play Wisconsin in September. What do I need to know about Camp Randall?
Oh, it's awesome. Great environment. Jump around's the best. You know, I think if you go to the game, you're going to have some friendly fans, really good environment, and, you know, hopefully they get their butts kicked, though.
Well, I like that. What was it like? I mean, you go to – Chase just asked you about moving around. You go from Wisconsin to Florida. I mean, it's a whole different environment. It's the heat and everything else going on there. Was that an exciting time for you? Because I got to think it was. Just heading from Wisconsin to Florida, making that change in your life, I gotta think that was an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it was definitely exciting. It was a lot of change, and you know, the temperature was definitely one thing, just new environment, but it was definitely nice to be in the winter and avoid the negative degree weather up north.
Shamir, thanks so much for the time today. We really appreciate it, and good luck with the rest of camp and your rookie season.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
That is awesome. Shamir DK joining us here on the program. Titans wide receiver and a guy that I think Cameron Ward's really going to be looking for a lot in his rookie season, but good to catch up with him.
Well, we talked about, you know, Chris Sanders came in with McNair. He's talked about how they grew up together. And then so you're on that same page. You always have that bond. So Shamir and Campbell always have that bond together of growing up. And hopefully, man, there is – and I know I can't comment on different personnel. Let's just say our guest we just had is doing quite well at camp. Let's just put it that way. He's having a good camp.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's certainly what you want to see. Jay from Laverne says he is talking about it. It's a fast game. I hope he is as fast as he talks. Wow. It's a good one.
Right. To do all that. So, yeah, I mean, look, they'll have practice weekend, and they'll get down to Tampa. And that's, I think, when they go against the other jerseys, and they've all talked about this, that's when you're like, all right, see new people, new techniques, what's happening, what do we have to worry about, all that goes on. But it's a work in progress, man. So, but a lot of good return early on how he's doing at camp. I'm telling you, man, there are some good foundational pieces on this team that we've seen so far. I know it's still early, but I'd like this young man. He runs great routes, gets open. He did it in college as well, too. So I think it was a great pick by the Titans. And I think the Titans listen to you, Chase, because I'm telling you, every time you did that mock draft on ESPN, you picked him every single time.
I did. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how it all turns out.